What's going on, Versus Community? It's your boy Cell, along with my co-host.
Boy Vern.
And we are coming back after Gen Con to talk about the AEW set, photo set. So this set has two teams, faces and heels. If you know anything about wrestling, which I don't, that I just found that out. Basically the good team and the bad team. So today, part one, we'll go ahead and talk about the good team. Now, to start off, let's start talking about the plot twist that we have called what is it called? Challenge matches.
Yeah, the challenge matches.
So there's four plot twists for the challenge matches, and each one of these plot twists will give abilities to the AEW characters on your side. So these plot twists are not in the deck. They're setting off to the side and are active on every character in your on your field. So Texas Deathmatch will give you, says the keyword, go for the kill. This game, faces and heel characters on your side have lethal. Lights out match has the keyword snuff them out. Faces and heel will get berserker. Steel cage match, lock the door. This game, faces and heel characters on your side have dodge. And ladder match, rung by rung. This game, faces and heel characters on your side have fearless. So keep in mind that if you mix and match your characters, only faces and heel, or basically AEW characters, will have access to the abilities that come with the challenge match. Because some of these cards, as you go through them, you will obviously see, hey, I can mix and match this with other photo stuff and this would be stronger, but they won't have access to the challenge match. So, that being said, let's get on to our MCs, starting off with Chris Jericho. Wait, does he start it off? Meh, I got the cards out of order. We'll go with Chris Jericho. Okay. So Chris Jericho. So everybody we'll talk about today is on the faces team, and then we'll do part two for the heels. So we got keyword Floyd the Bat. Chris Jericho starts the game equipped with a baseball bat, which is of course an equipment, and Judas Effect. Level up 2 XP. Start of your main phase. If both a faces and a heel supporting character on your side, Chris Jericho gains 1 XP. Stats 255 health. And he has on level two, he's 595 health, the champion keyword on level two. While Chris Jericho has the AEW World Championship belt equipped, it doesn't get KO'd while he's stunned. That is problematic. He also has superpower Walls of Jericho, any turn combat red. Choose an exhausted enemy character in the combat. It can't strike this combat. Thoughts on Chris Jericho?
All right, so starting with the level one, his level up condition means you want to use AEW characters at least early. And even though that seems like a difficult level up condition, it's not because of a supporting character that you can get into play for free. So you can actually get an XP right away, depending on what your hand is looking like. Also, starting the game with the bat means that technically, if he wants to be in any melee combat, he'll actually be 6-5 starting on turn one. So it's actually a pretty strong level one with a, I say a medium difficulty level up, but it's not a really difficult level up.
Yeah, it's not cumbersome.
Yeah.
Yeah,
And
it's pretty
depending on your
balanced.
hand, it could be pretty easy actually. So his level one is actually pretty strong. Although there's potential for a slow level up. I mean, 6-5 starting off the game whenever you want to be in melee combat is strong.
Indeed. So now on the level two, so here's what's dangerous about this. When he KOs or when he stuns, he doesn't get rid of the championship belt. Of course, Tinker can go get the belt. That's not even an issue. So that means at the when We're not going to get too deep into the belt, but basically, he gets three counters at the start of the main phase. I believe that's what it says. So, because of that, that means every time he attacks until somebody else can get rid of this belt, he's going to be 8-12 every time he attacks. Now, he keeps getting counters if you don't stun him. And because you have other plot twists that may keep him from getting stunned, the possibility of this dude getting huge is pretty legit. And the fact that Walls of Jericho basically makes an attacker not strike him increases the difficulty of him losing those counters and basically just staying huge, you know. So solid card. Definitely a solid card. Dangerous. I would put him closer to as far as playable, definitely be interesting to see if somebody brings him to a tournament or something. But at the kitchen table, he's going to be one of the most dangerous characters for sure. So,
He's good at worst.
right. Yeah. Now, going on to Darby Allin. Level 1, 4, 3, 5 health. Superpower, it's Sting. Build phase yellow. Search your deck for faces Sting supporting character and put him onto your side. Fantastic. Nothing's over till you're underground. Level up 3 XP. When Darby Allin gets struck in combat, he gains 1 XP. And level 2, he still has its Sting. Stats 8, 6, 5 health. And he has Coffin Drop, main phase red. Put 3 plus 1 counters on Darby Allin. He has flight this turn. I don't like the level up condition, but I do like the Sting condition and the Coffin Drop. So it'll be interesting to see how the I like him. Like I said, the level up is iffy, but plus 3 in flight is solid. Thoughts on Darby Allin?
Can we talk about how stupid it is that this dude can get three level one characters? I mean, three call one cost characters out on turn one.
Yes.
That's
Yes, we can. Let's talk
that's
about that.
really stupid.
Yeah.
That's really stupid.
Yeah.
So, like, you could play them two different ways. You can be very aggressive with them, not care about getting stunned at first, and then hope Coffin Drop or in heal can keep you sustained as you are aggressive. Or you can put this dude in the back row, have Sting out with the bat, hook out in whatever one you play on turn one, and just let them get the work done for you. That, I don't know which one is better, but both of them sound annoying.
The odds of the opponent taking a wound is pretty high. It's pretty high. So, and the fact that he can be in the back row, because keep in mind, he can keep doing this as long as he has the characters. You know, so turn one, turn two, turn three, as long as he can keep getting Sting out and he can go, you know, because Sting is going to always go get the bat, no matter where the bat is, you know. So, this is a strong card. Like I said, you get some heal up in there after he's taken those different strikes. He might not even have three wounds by the time he levels up. You know, so I definitely see him. Have I played with him? No, I haven't played with him just yet. So, I personally want to make sure I'd get him tested, just to see, like I said, what concoctions can be done with him. Like I said, that plus 3 in flight, that's fantastic. That's fantastic, especially for this set, because hardly anybody has flight or range. A lot of people just have leap. You know, so but moving on to John Moxley. He is level 1, 3, 3, 5 health, paradigm shift, anytime combat, any turn combat, earth. Choose an enemy character in the combat. Switch that character's attack and defense with John Moxley's this combat. He has Death Rider, level up 8 XP. When an enemy character gets KO, John Moxley gains 1 XP and another XP for each other character in that KO pile. Huh. All right, let's see if this is worth it, because that sounds like a complicated level up. So, John Moxley, when he levels up, is 775 health, still has Paradigm Shift, and he now has Superpower Unscripted Violence. Main phase green, choose a random challenge match you haven't chosen this game. Huh, okay. Not feeling this. Not feeling this, personally. I'd have to see him in action using Paradigm Shift. Because at 335 health, man, kiss my grits with that.
That's rough. I that level one is horrible.
That's an understatement.
That level one is
Woo.
horrible
335.
I don't even see how you're gonna make your opponent even play supporting characters to get KO with
Tell
that.
me about it. You got to play your own supporting characters.
But that level two, that's rough. If you can get all four challenges,
No, is this saying it's saying that you can add a challenge match? Or are you KO in a challenge and then
if it doesn't say KO, why would you?
I don't know. Do the rules say you can only have one challenge match at a time?
I don't know about all that. Let me go ahead and take a look at this. See if I can
Challenge
figure it out.
matches, new mechanic. Make a deck with AEW, six card deck, Cloudless Public, and fixed. Always includes the same four challenge match cards. Okay. All right, you choose it. Choosing challenge match. Okay. Okay, it doesn't say. So that's what that means. Okay. So you're what it's saying is you just keep flipping this green and adding more challenge matches. Man, that dude sound like he Frieza. Like this ain't even my final form.
Okay, so I just found it. It says
Okay.
Paradigm Shift switches John Mac. Well, we don't care about that. Unscripted Violence lets you choose one of your remaining challenge match cards. It will take effect immediately, along with any previous challenge match cards you've chosen. If Mox uses Unscripted Violence several times, it's possible for you to have up to all four of your challenge match cards active at the same time. Bruh.
That's okay. That's okay. That's crazy. That's crazy. That's crazy. So in case you missed it, let's go ahead and reread these how stupid these challenges is. Ladder match gives you fearless, steel cage match gives you dodge, lights out match gives you berserker, and Texas death match gives you lethal. Yeah, that's kind of absurd. I guess that's why he got five health, because dude be dang near broken if he was to live too long. But it's so much heal, he probably could still live too long. His level of condition don't need it don't need anybody else. You know what I'm saying? He can be any team. It's not like he needs to have faces to heal. He's just the one that's going to get the abilities if you don't have any faces to heal characters on the in play. And because you can bring so many people out for free and do different stuff, then it's like, all right, let me KO my own people so I can get this XP. You know?
What
So
does his
KO.
XP condition say again, just to make sure?
It says Death Rider, level up 8 XP. When an enemy character gets KO, John Moxley gains 1 XP and another XP for each other character in that KO pile.
Well,
So.
it has to be an enemy character.
Oh, it says enemy character. Dang it. So you can't even. KO your own people.
I
You
mean,
just got.
the payoff is huge, but that's rough.
Yeah, you just gonna get beat in the face five turns in a row. You know, ain't nobody playing no supporting characters unless they have to. And then by the time they do, then it's like, okay, those characters are gonna be huge and multi-health. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I don't know what you, I'm sure there's something you could try, but I don't know what it is.
Me either.
I don't know
Me either.
what it is.
So, like I said, It
Three
is what it is.
and five health is, that's rough.
That's
Especially with a power that doesn't really. Ugh.
and keep in mind you can only use
I
that
mean,
power one time.
you can switch the power and probably end up stunning somebody, because if they're attacking you with somebody that can stun you, switching stats will probably result in them getting stunned instead. But I
Maybe.
mean, that's still.
And keep in mind, that's only one time that you're doing that per turn. You're not just flipping
Exactly.
Earths ridiculously. Oh, you flipped it and you stun so and so, fine.
And
What
on
if they
top of that,
range
you're using
attack?
Earth, which means your healing is not going to be. Oh, that's rough, man.
Exactly.
It's like they purposely made this.
Yep. It's an uphill battle. Definitely.
Yeah, I don't think we'll be seeing him at any tables.
Nah.
He might get put through a table.
It's right. So moving on to Adam Page, level 1, 3, 4, 6 health. Superpower Hangman, any turn combat green, put a minus one counter on an enemy character in the combat. That character loses and can't gain keywords and superpowers this combat. Level up condition, anxious millennial cowboy, level up 4. At start of each enemy turn, Adam Page gains 1 XP. And level 2, he goes up to 676 health. Still has Hangman, and he gets Buckshot Lariat. Main phase yellow, daze any number of enemy characters Adam Page could melee attack. It's decent.
It's weird.
It is a little bit. I
So,
don't care for the fact that he has to, at the start of each enemy turn, he gets an XP. That means he's not leveling up until your opponent's turn 4.
right, because he's obviously not attacking. He's just sitting back chilling.
Right.
When you get attacked,
Yeah.
you're hoping you can flip that power and shut off whatever keywords they have or whatever,
Which comes in handy
he's going to
because
be.
your characters have, challenge matches.
He's going
So,
to need a lot
yeah.
of help. And I don't know what that help is. I don't like his level two. I don't think his level two is a big enough payoff for just sitting there. I don't like that.
Now, here's one thing that I was thinking about between the Mortal Kombat set. Is the Mortal Kombat set able to play certain plot twists? You know what I'm saying? Now, I do like Hangman because Hangman isn't dude from The Boys. Remember, Jonas says that as long as they have that negative, they don't have powers. He don't say that. He says put a one-one, a negative one counter on an enemy character in combat. Okay, so they're in the combat. They got three counters. You put one on them. Now they have two counters. It then says that character loses and can't gain keyword and superpowers this combat. Okay, so that means they lose whatever the challenge match is saying,
Right.
which you basically want to make sure you get rid of Lethal and Fearless, so
Well, I
that
mean, it's cool
definitely.
because he obviously is meant to stay around. That
Right.
he's a
Six health,
stall character.
seven defense. Yeah.
But the payoff is like, okay, you can daze the front row. That's it? That's all you get
No,
for.
that's not what it say.
What does it say?
It says daze any number of enemy characters Adam Page can melee attack. That's
Okay.
different. Because as
That's
soon as you give
different.
him leap or as soon as you give him flight or stealth, if he has stealth and he's in the front row, he can daze every single character on the field.
Again, is that worth just sitting back doing nothing for 4 turns?
I don't know. Like I said, it depends on what some of your plot twists for Photo does. Because if Photo can come through and balance it out, and he can keep people off him with that Hangman ability, it might be worth it, especially since he's six health. So I don't know. It's gonna depend. But give me a second. You know what? Let me look at some plot twists right quick. Name of them doggone characters. Oh, Earth Realm, and what's the other one? Nether Realm. Okay. So it's not Choose Your Destiny. Is it Fight? No. KO a wounded. No. Flawless victory. Russian blow. Melee combat. Choose character to combat strike with dolt. No. Leg sweep. Melee combat. No. This is melee combat. No. Okay. So whatever I was thinking ain't here. So I was because I
Oh,
was thinking.
I don't know what you talking about.
No, I thought there was a card. Oh, I'm thinking of Ant Stay Down. That's what I'm thinking of. That's what I'm thinking of. My bad. Okay. Because I was like, there's a card that's able to hurt people when they face down. You know what I'm saying? But I'm
I was the
thinking
first one to use and stay down.
of that's a reference to Discord. If anybody was on Discord earlier today, but okay, so
Oh man,
but yeah,
can't make this stuff up. All right.
talk about you had to be there. But no, I like Buckshot Lariat. Being able to daze enemy characters, especially because he's in the front row. He's going to daze all the supporting characters. He's going to daze anything that's problematic, right? Whoever has the machine or equipment in the back row, they gone. That man's gone. Because as soon as you give him stealth, because they have stealth that can be given in this set, and you have access to alter ego. So you have 8 ways now to give photo character stealth. So the odds of him getting stealth and being able to flip a yellow and daze every character, extremely high.
You actually got more than that. And I was just thinking about like, okay, so if your supporting characters can get the job done while you're sitting in the back for the first four turns, then yeah, I can definitely see how that will work. Because now you just, once you level up, you're just keeping the pressure on by dazing whatever you need to get that out of the way and just continue to attack. It's just so weird. It's an unorthodox character. Well,
Oh,
okay.
for sure. Yeah. Oh, it
Okay.
is. It
I
definitely
feel
is
you.
because you're going to be juggling him from the front row to the back row pretty consistently. You know what I'm saying? You're going to put him in the front row and daze who you need to so you can get to the main character. And then if he takes a hit or if he's not able to get big enough, you'll put him in the back row the next turn to make sure he's not taking a wound. Then as soon as something problematic shows up, you're going to put him back in the front row and daze folks and then get access to the main character.
Yep.
You know, so if you can keep the wounds off of him for those 4 turns, this dude is going to win you the game unless they play JJ. Because he's going to constantly daze the front row. Now we're about to talk about some folks. No, it's like they're a heel. Okay. All right. We'll talk about them next time. But it's some dangerous heel characters that he ain't going to want to see. With that type of back and forth action that he doing. So it's gonna be interesting to see how the faces and the heels, the yin and yang. Yeah, but I like him. I like him. I like his ability to control the board, you know.
Yeah, I'm starting to think of some stuff now.
So moving on to, is this Thunder Rosa? And let's see. This is a she, right? Is that the right
Yes, I
pronoun
believe
I'm
so.
using? Okay. So she's 3, 4, 5 health and superpower on the on level 1, Lamira Mira. I know I'm saying that wrong. Somebody with that speaks Spanish, help me out.
I actually think you said it correctly.
Okay.
I
Probably
could be
supposed to be
wrong, though.
rolling my R's or something. But
Oh, yeah.
combat red, when Thunder Rosa wins this combat, she may immediately attack another character in the defender's row. I like that. She ain't big enough to do nothing at this point, but like I said, I
Yo.
like that ability. Because you're getting a 2-for-1 deal if she win the combat. And from the graveyards of Tijuana, level up 5. When one or more characters are put into your KO pile from anywhere, Thunder Rosa gains that many XP. Oh, so here's a side note. Have you noticed that there are no supporting characters that are the same as main characters?
Yes.
That is fantastic to me. That is fantastic. I love that concept. Because you know, even with stuff we do, that's how we lay it out, you know. But that's how I that's how I prefer it. Because the less access you give a character, the stronger they can be. But if there's a way for you to have like an easy level up, then you got to weaken the character somehow to balance it out. You can't have this easy level up on a really strong character. AEW is like, skip that. We're gonna do what we want. But for the most part, you know, you got to balance it out somehow. So it says one or more characters put into the KO pile from anywhere, Thunder Rosa gains that many XP. So of course that means any type of discard that happens, you know, you blow up a resource or whatever, and you know, character goes into KO pile that way. So she may wind up getting leveled up way faster than you know, than most people may think. Now on
Don't
level
have
two,
to.
oh, what'd you say?
She's going to have to.
Oh yeah, with 3-4, yeah, because aggressive decks don't that 3-4 ain't nothing for the aggressive decks. So on level two, she's 6-8-5 health. Dia de los Muertos. Muertos? Yeah, Muertos. Okay,
What's your
Bill.
face?
Man, yeah, you don't even see my face, but you know something wrong with my face because of the way I'm trying to pronounce this. So Bill Faze Earth, put a supporting character from any KO pile onto your side. Remove it from the game at the end of your turn. At the end of the turn. And she of course keeps Lamira Mira. That's messed
Okay.
up.
Okay.
That's messed up. That's like a really, really cheap what's that dude's name? Who comes to bargain? What's the dude that comes to bargain?
Strange.
No, Strange comes to bargain. Who's he talking to?
Oh,
Dormammu.
Dormammu.
That's remember old school Dormammu from the box set? It was a blue and a
Yeah.
yellow to take somebody out the KO pile. She just flip a earth and do the same thing. And granted, they leave at the end of the turn, but with some discard, getting some extra characters on the field, and some of the people you're gonna play is already gonna be free, and then Sting is going to get the bat. Like this is when she level up, she gonna be a problem. And she got the nerve to be able to attack two people. Like, psh.
You gotta level up fast.
Yep, decent speed. That eight defense will hopefully keep some people off her, you know. And if she got like Berserker when she start attacking, like it says when she wins this combat, she may immediately attack another character. Okay. So it sounds like she can get two counters. You know what I mean?
Yep.
So she win this combat, she attacks somebody else, she get another counter, and obviously, what is it? Choose Your Destiny goes hand in hand with that. You know, from the Mortal Kombat set. So, like I said, yeah, she gonna be a problem. I can see her being a problem. And then you got the championship. Can she wear the championship belt? Yep, she can wear the championship belt, which means that can give her counters, you know?
This
And
does not seem like an easy build, but
it
there's
does not.
potential.
There's a lot of potential with some equipments, some crazy equipments, because between the championship belt and Cap's shield, and you rename her Captain America Thunder Rosa, and then you have Rocket. And Rocket's choosing, like, which one you want me to do? You want me to get Cap Shield or you want me to get this belt? You know, oh, you want me to get the belt? Okay, I'm gonna put three counters on myself. Yeah, you know what I mean? Like
You can have a belt. You can't ever have a shield again, man. Once that shield is gone, that's it.
that shield's
You can't have
stupid.
that ever again. You might as well throw that mess in the trash. You're not playing with that the rest of this game.
You're basically flipping the yellow to get the belt back. So,
You
but
getting
like I
that
said.
shield back.
Her getting the belt means that she's gonna be six. She's gonna be 9-11.
That shield extra trifling,
It is. It
bro.
really is.
She ain't never had this again.
But I like her. I'm gonna try to build this. I like her. It's gonna be
Had
a
fun with that one.
hard build. It is gonna be a
Yeah,
hard build, I can tell you that much.
it's too soon after Gen Con to be talking about building some mess like that. I'm
Oh
straight.
no, I ain't talking about building no time
I
soon.
need another week.
For real. Yeah. So now, last MC, Chris Statlander. Is this a she? Is this K
I
for
believe
Chris, as
so,
you said, female?
yes.
Okay.
Are
So,
you looking at the
hey, man, some of these pictures is like, I don't know.
Okay, we keep going
So,
then.
255 health, Night Fever main phase, Earth, KO a face down enemy supporting. Wait, is this what I was thinking of? Maybe. I don't know. KO face down enemy supporting character. More than a woman. Level up 3 XP. When an Earth location appears on your side, Chris Statlander gains 1 XP. Okay, so let's take a segue into the Earth location. So the AEW set amazingly introduced an Earth basic location to Photo. So now that means that anybody who uses Earth can use this basic as well. Looking at you, Scully. So, the Wilds, which are left tunnel and right tunnel for the heel and the faces, don't have blues. They have yellow, red, earth, and green. So when it says here, when an Earth location appears on your side, Chris Statlander gains 1 XP. So now, since I already got the database up and I already got a photo up, let's see what locations actually have Earth.
Only the
So,
Bureau.
the Bureau, X-Files has
Yeah,
Earth,
X-Files.
left tunnel, right tunnel, and the basic. So you can have up to 16 characters. 16 locations that have Earth in it. So leveling her up is not going to be a problem. And keep in mind, if you got some type of ramp thing, then you'll probably be, with TVA, you'll be rapid firing, putting down Earths. And what's his face? Classic Loki can go get a wild for you. Flip the blue, blow up something, or not blow up something, but give him a wound to go get a wild and put it in the row. So like I said, leveling her up is a piece of cake. So let's move on to the level two.
I can tell you, I can also tell you from experience that even with just when I was just playing it in a league play, having 12, just the 12, where she usually leveled on 4.
Yeah, I mean, because 12 locations, 1 out of 5 cards. So, and they have support for Earth from the X-Files box. So that definitely helps because Dana Fowley, you flip a yellow and you can use her Earth ability. So that's fantastic. Just being able to have her in addition to, so anybody who needs Earth, they can use Dana Fowley, in addition to that. So moving on to level two, she's 10-5-5 health. Still has Night Fever to KO a face down enemy supporting character with the Earth, and she has Area 451, main phase red. Chris Statlander has flight and invade this turn. Bruh. That's a problem. Because having flight and invade in this set is extremely dangerous because what it's basically saying is, so keep in mind, this set doesn't have flight. You have to get flight somehow. So her having flight and invade and 10 attack means she's going in to smash somebody in the face by jumping over somebody else, which is appropriate for this picture. Thoughts on Chris Statlander?
It's easier said than done. Just from experience.
I agree with that, yeah.
The defense. So the problem is, if you don't get leveled up quickly, she's getting hit, right? She doesn't have anything to boost her stats. Because you need so many Earths in the deck, that means you're probably shorting yourself on plot
Plot
twists.
twist, right?
And she's not aggressive right away, even though she wants to be aggressive after she levels. If your opponent doesn't have somebody in the back row, then she's just getting hit when she attacks. So she's gonna need those Earths to heal, and she's gonna need those Earths to KO stuff. But she can get it done. But it's a You're gonna have to build a pretty specific type of deck that is a constantly healing her somehow. Like
Yeah.
she gonna need the Scully, she gonna need the Groot, she gonna need the whatever that twin is that heals. She
Yeah.
gonna need all that.
Yeah. No, I agree. Yeah. No, it's gonna be interesting. But this set, this is a great set. You want to talk about the support characters?
Let's get it.
All right. So out the gate, let's talk about the one drops. We got Sting. We got Hikaru Shida. Sting has 0-4, 1 health. The icon, when Sting appears, search your deck, hand, and KO pile for a baseball bat equipment. Play it on him for free or reveal it and put it into your hand. And Hikaru Shida says she is 2-3, 1 health. She's got dodge and she's got kendo stick. Main phase red. Hikaru Shida has +3 and stealth this turn. So for the red, she'll be 5-3 on turn one. Thoughts on the one drops?
So from what I've seen of Sting, he pretty much matters to almost every main character in his box.
Yep.
Which props to them. Like a lot of people when they first saw Sting, it was like, man, this is insulting having an icon as a level, I mean, as a cost one character. But they did it in a respectful way because he is so important
He is.
to the set.
He is.
Great one drop. Sometimes his four defense. For some reason, he just never goes away. He's just sitting there in the way.
When we was doing the league, I think I couldn't build a deck that didn't have Stink. Because I play this dude, I go get the bat. Like, I'm taking the card out of my deck. How's this a bad plan? You know what I'm saying?
And then you keep getting it.
Right.
I've never seen a game where somebody only went and got it once. He all it's
No.
like he's always there. Like,
He's
dude, go away.
exactly. And
Go
to
away.
me, that represents him a little better, because out of all these characters, the only one I know is Sting. Like, I've heard of Chris Jericho, but I definitely have heard of Sting. You know, so even the people that was in wrestling was like, man, he should have been a main character and this and that. And it's like, well, dude is getting played more than any other character
Any other character.
out the gate. Like, I didn't see no decks without Sting. It's crazy. You know, because wherever the bat is, then Sting is there. And then you got people like Darby Allin who's going to go get Sting. And then Sting appears and you go get the bat. You just took two cards out of your deck. Every time you flip that yellow, you're taking a Sting out of your deck. Like, how is this a bad plan? You know? So, like I said, and he's giving you an equipment that's giving you +4 for attack. Like, it's literally, I don't know if there's a better one drop for photo. I really don't. I will have to go comb through.
Situationally, but it's he's pretty up there.
Yeah, overall, like as an all rounder, I'm gonna play Sting. I'm gonna get the bat. I'm gonna equip it to so and so. Okay. You know? Like, you can use Tinker and flip a yellow and go get something specifically. Or you can play Sting and go get the bat and equip it to so and so. You know? Got two or more resource points. But yeah, he's definitely at the top of the list for one drops. So let's look
Kendo
at.
stick girl isn't bad either. I just put it out there. She's not bad.
No, I agree.
Especially if you run it fearless.
Right. It's just that early in the game, your resources may be going to your main character. Now, in the mid game, when folks is hiding in the back, you gotta, you know, like you said, if you got the challenge match for Fearless and you need the stealth, okay, cool. You know. But this early
Especially
in the
since
game, I'm gonna just team attack.
this second run the weenie deck very easily, so
Oh yeah. 'Cause Carly Morgan Thau definitely about to see some play.
bruh, I
Yeah.
don't even want to think about Harley Morgan foul with this at all. It's not good.
It is not. It is not. Like, oh, I'm gonna play Darby Allin and I'm gonna
It's
play
gotta be
Carly
some
Morgan
interesting
foul.
stuff going on.
Right, I'm gonna play Darby Allin. I'm gonna play Carly Morgan foul. I'm gonna flip this yellow. I'm gonna go get Sting. I'm gonna go get the bat. Like Sting has three, you know, he's 3-7. Now he's got the bat. Now he's 7-7. He came out for free. I'm gonna still recruit characters. Like, bruh, this is crazy. Just and that's off the top of my head. I'm just sitting here just thinking about how crazy this could get with Carly Morgan foul. But that's what the set needed. The set, I mean, Photo for the most part, needed more smaller drops. It needed more of a balance. And not whack drops either. Like, these are legit cards that you're going to be playing and using, you know. Not just sitting here for a win, you know, not just sitting here for a XP condition. Okay, so moving on to the two drops. We got Luchasaurus. Tag team Jurassic Express during combat. You can power up Luchasaurus with Jungle Boy. When you do, Luchasaurus gets ferocious. This combat, when in melee combat, he strikes four characters without ferocious. Oh, and he's 2/2/2 health. Extinction event. While wounded, Luchasaurus gets +2/+2 and monstrous. In the melee attack, he strikes each attacker. So now we also got Danhausen. He is range 4/3. One health, and he has keyword very nice, very evil. Danhausen is good and evil everywhere. This power can't be turned off. That actually is pretty interesting because you got characters that search for good or characters that search for evil. And Be Cursed, main phase Earth. Choose an enemy character and point at it, then choose one of the following effects at random. That character can't be attacked on its next turn. That character can't strike this turn. Stun that character. Uh-oh, they must be immune to curses. Dude, when somebody gets to stun that character, because keep in mind, it does not say supporting character or main character. It just says character. You flip a Earth, and this dude stuns a main character for the dub. Bruh. Bruh.
Imagine doing that in desperation and it worked.
Bruh.
You know what's funny? This is not actually a good card, but in this set, it is.
Right.
Fact
Exactly.
you can get his dude fearless, and now he's like one of the most irritating cards to see on the field.
Right. He's the two drop swinging for eight. You know, and got the nerve to be able to flip a Earth and do something else, you know, to a character on the field. So both of these are pretty balanced cards. I of course prefer the two health over the four. If you can keep this dude alive, because if you can keep him alive, and I've had this happen during league play where somebody is constantly flipping that Earth because I can't reach this dude because there's no flight, so everybody's always going head up in the in the front row, you know. So man, they flip that Earth, they flip that Earth, they flip that, man, bruh, I gotta kill this dude. Where is my stealth card? Where's my leap card? Because this dude is getting on my last doggone nerve. Ain't got but
Because
one health.
even though the odds are against him, it's just the fact that if he hits that,
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
is nothing you can do.
Every single one of these I've been hit with. That's how much league we played at Gen Con. Every single one of these. I was like, this is crazy. And it's a good balance because it's like, okay, you flip the Earth and you get rid of this dude. But if you don't get rid of this dude, the danger level is increasing at every turn he shows up because as you play more and more valuable people and you can't get to this dude, you can't risk him affecting your side of the field. So he's always a target. You know what I'm saying? You really have to be able to get him off the field. Like I said, Luchasaurus, I like him, but he doesn't have the stats. He just has the, you know, the two health, but he sticks around. So he could be there for team attacks or something like that, because he'll be 2/2, you know. Oh yeah, let's talk about this. Tag team. The tag team keyword allows you to power up with the tag team partner and get a special, you know, some type of keyword or some type of ability. This tag team, chef's kiss. Like this is one of the best, most balanced, the just sticking to the theme is fantastic. It's just
It's
fantastic.
excellent. It's excellent.
Yeah.
Not gonna pull it off every game, but
And when you do, it's worth it.
it's a great idea.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. Thoughts on both of these cards?
Yeah, I think we covered it.
Okay. So moving on to three cost. Oh, jeez. About to put you more Spanish names.
That's my favorite part of this pod. It sounded crazy.
Penta El Zero Mito? Is it
Yeah,
Mito?
let's go with
Let's go
that.
with that.
It's
Let's go
not
with that.
but
Right.
it's definitely not.
Penta El Zero. I just call him Zero when I use him. So he's 3-4-2 health. He's got tag team, Lucha Brothers. During combat, you can power up Zero with Rey Fénix. When you do, heal a wound from Penta El Zero Mito. Fear factor, main phase, green. Move an enemy main character to its front row. Zero Mito. While attacking a main character, Zero strikes with triple his attack. This dude is dangerous. On turn four, you play Killian and you play this dude. Whew. You in for a bad day. And he's around for 2 turns. So that means,
Possibly longer.
right. So that means if you don't get rid of this dude at any random point, he's going to be able to yank your people to your main character to the front and have enough firepower to most likely stun him. Because him attacking with triple his attack is giving him 9 for attack. And psh, if he gets some counters or gets a pump of some sort, he's still attacking for triple that attack. So at minimum, he's striking for 9. And I've seen him strike for way higher than 9, of course.
Yep, it's
So
not that hard.
it is not in this set. So, like I said, let's make sure we get the other 3 drop in. So the 3 drop, 4-5-1 health, Claudio Castagnoli. Is this Italian? Claudio Castagnoli.
It's hard.
Castagnoli.
Man,
Okay, we'll go.
let's go.
Okay. Keyword, giant swing. Claudio appears, put a -1/-1 counter on an enemy character. If it's ready, exhaust it, then put another -1/-1 counter on it. Now, that definitely combos with some Mortal Kombat stuff because they do different things with somebody that's ready or somebody that's exhausted. I also like the fact that he can put 2 counters on somebody. Like, oh, you didn't attack last turn? Okay, then. All right, I'm gonna put you in this giant swing. So, thoughts on the 3 drops?
The zero was outstanding.
Yeah.
The other guy is a lot more useful than you think.
No, I agree. I agree. Because he's putting a -1/-1 on any enemy character. So if you combine him with Jonas, somebody might have 0 powers for a long time where you force them to suicide that character because they have so many counters on it, they can't use their abilities. You know what I mean? So like Jonas comes out on 3, gives your character a negative. They don't have any powers. This dude comes out on 4. You didn't attack with that character last turn, so he puts 2 negative counters on them. Now they got 3 negatives, and they can't use any abilities until they get rid of the negatives. But 3 negatives also means they could probably suicide somebody and take a wound. Okay. Then let's go ahead and do that. Put them in a catch-22. You want to have no powers, or you want to go ahead and suicide and get your powers back. You know, so because sometimes characters like Magneto, who was at Gen Con, Magneto don't give a crap about no negative counters. somebody hits you in the league, league play with Jonas, like Magneto just goes to the front. Okay, he just swinging for three. He a 3-8. He got
You're
a
like,
gang of
okay,
plot twists.
you gonna stun me or not?
Right. Right. I couldn't care less. Magneto don't care. He got always attack. He got unwavering. He was just giving people hands. But most characters, they don't want to see more negatives. I can definitely see a combo with Claudio and Jonas being pretty annoying. So, four drops. We got Jungle Boy, the other half of the Jurassic Expression. Jungle Boy has keyword tag team Jurassic Expression. During combat, you can power up Jungle Boy with Luchasaurus. When you do, Jungle Boy gets monstrous this turn. And oh, his stats is 471 health, which is typical for a four drop. But he has Snare Trap. Any turn combat Earth, stun an enemy attacker. Jungle Boy can only pay for this power by discarding a location from hand. He can't use locations in the resource row. He can stun any enemy attacker. So my man is not playing no games. You want to keep an Earth in the chamber when you're playing with this dude. Eddie Kingston. You know what? I like the balance that they got here. They
That's one.
got a solid balance.
I'm gonna go out on a limb and say I don't like this guy,
Jungle Boy?
but yeah, I think he's one of those characters that looks good until you play him.
I agree.
But
Because I don't care for the tag team. Luchasaurus is, I think, gets the better end of that deal. But Snare Trap is too situational. You might just be holding on to Earth forever. And then they have out of combat stuns. And then this dude has one health and he's gone. You know what I'm saying? So it's like,
I mean,
or.
I'm never sending a main into this dude.
Right. But you also have people that can take his abilities, like we had one of the MCs that can attack this dude, play Hangman, flip the green,
Right.
and take his ability. It's like,
Yep.
so. Now what? Now what you gonna do? Nothing. You gonna die. That's what you gonna do. Cause that 4-7 ain't stopping nobody. Now Eddie Kingston is definitely solid. He's 5-5-2 health for a four drop. He has keyword the Mad King. Eddie Kingston has +3/+3 while in combat with an enemy supporting character. 8-8 for a four drop. That's pretty devastating, because basically he's the size of Dylan from the alien set on a four drop.
He's stunning sixes. I mean, a four drop that's stunning sixes.
Yeah,
I'm good with that.
he a problem. Definitely. Thoughts on the four cost?
Yeah, we good.
Okay. All right. So let's get with the five costs. Now, for me, the four and fives in this set are fantastic for both teams. They have some really, really solid three, four, five drops, because they have game-ending abilities, even if they're not going to instantly end the game. So we got 2-5 drops for the faces. We got Ray Phoenix, 3-6, 1,000 health. So he has tag team Lucha Brothers. During combat, you can power up Ray Phoenix with zero. When you do, Ray Phoenix strikes with triple his attack this combat. He is 3-6. So of course, when he powers up, he'll be 9. He has keyword Man of 1,000 Lives. Ray Phoenix has 1,000 health. This power remains on while Ray Phoenix is face down. And Ray Phoenix has leap, which means he has flight on your turn. Ray Phoenix is kind of ridiculous. Kind of sort of ridiculous. So, some way or another, because Ray Phoenix is teaming up with Zero, you don't want both of these people on the field at the same time. Because Ray Phoenix striking for triple and Zero striking for triple to the main means that your main is most likely going to take this wound. Now, we also have. Let's see. Stanley Guevara, 951 health. He has leap and he has superpower Spanish God, main phase Earth. Stanley Guevara has pounce and mobile this turn. Pounce says he can't be struck by exhausted defenders, and Mobile says that once per turn during your main phase, but not during combat, you may move him to your front or back row. So basically, he can go in the front row, leap over somebody, kick him in the head, then run to the back row.
Actually a really good card.
Yeah, no, it is. No, I agree. So, because if he's has Pounce and Mobile and Leap, he's not getting stunned. So it's like, okay, he has more than one life, whether you realize it, it's not directly on the card, but he's gonna be surviving a lot of combats. So thoughts on the five drops.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think any of them are great. Like, I forgot the other dude, the tag team dude.
Ray
You
Phoenix.
obviously you don't. I don't think you ever want to have him and the other one out at the same time. I think you're just trying to. If you have one, you want to use the other one to power him up, and vice versa. Guevara. If you have, I'm going to say I think he's kind of like a win more card, unless you have a main with flight. But I do like the cards. I like both of them.
I don't think I mentioned that. The tag team, maybe I did. The tag team,
Yeah.
Lucha Brothers, during combat, you could power up Zero with Rey Fénix and heal a wound from Zero.
You
Yeah.
mentioned it.
Yeah. Zero and Rey is my favorite tag team. That's my favorite tag team ability right there. But I like both of these five drops. I think they fit well with the theme. But Ray sticking around for 1,000 health means that if they don't have Hella or they don't have finish him, they can't get rid of Ray.
Yep, it'll just be there.
He'll just be there. Now, granted, he could get lethaled, so, but if he's just there, then that means he's going to constantly be activating any type of plot twist for the faces team. So, in the mid to
Just the
late
fact that you
game.
got a lethal or understated five drop is annoying.
It's annoying. Yeah, definitely. And like I said, him being able to power up Zero is problematic because now it's like Zero gets stunned, he's face down. If we don't get rid of this dude while he's face down, then he's gonna always be a problem because then you power him up and you heal a wound and you keep pulling the green and yanking him up front because you got COS and single-handedly Ray and Zero will take out your main. They ain't even counting the rest of the stuff that you got on the field. Ray and Zero single-handedly can do it. So like I said, yeah, that's a problem. That is definitely a problem. So six drops. We got Samoa Joe and Orange Cassidy. So Samoa Joe's stats 7-8, 2 health, backhand chops. While Samoa Joe is in melee combat, each enemy character in the combat has -3 defense. Muscle Buster. While Samoa Joe is in melee combat, when an enemy supporting character gets stunned by having 0 defense, KO it. And we have Orange Cassidy, 5-11, 1 health. Freshly squeezed. When you have six or more recruit points, you may pay a yellow and a red to recruit Orange Cassidy instead of his recruit cost. Orange Punch, superpower, combat, yellow, red, stun a defender. This is a pretty rough combo right here, dude. This is pretty rough. So you telling me I can recruit Samoa Joe, and I can get Orange Cassidy out for free on the same turn. And both of these dudes is huge. Like they defense is some that's some solid defense. That team attack is gonna be team attacking for 12. And then backhand chop is dropping, the defender's defense, for 3. Like I said, this is I'm always down for free characters too. So this is I like the theme, but of course, Groot is still top billing for six drops. Thought on the sixes?
I mean, I put some thought into it. Like, so Samoa Joe's negative effect that only works on supporting characters.
No, Worse than anybody. It
Oh, okay.
says when he's in melee combat, each enemy character in the combat has minus three defense.
So
The
it's just
muscle.
melee combat, period. It's on both sides.
Yeah, it's melee combat. Yeah.
Okay,
He
yeah, that's pretty good.
basically is a built-in shock or a what's the one for anti-registration?
Go underground.
Yeah, this is a built-in go underground.
That's actually pretty good.
Yeah, it is. Especially since he got two health and a solid stats, 7-8. And like I said, a muscle buster, that's even worse because if he's in melee combat and the character goes down to zero defense, they KO. Which is definitely possible. So you could put, three negatives on Ray Phoenix and then attack him with Samoa Joe, and Ray Phoenix is gone.
Interesting.
So like I said, yeah, I like Samoa Joe.
Orange Cassidy. At first when I saw it, I was like, okay, is that worth paying for? Considering that TBA exists, I don't even think you would mind. You'd be like, whatever. Go ahead and pay this dude and get this extra dude out here. It's pretty good.
Yeah, this is solid. I like Samoa Joe a little bit better, but like I said, getting a free dude is getting a free dude. Especially because COS exists. So it's like, okay, I'm gonna flip this yellow and this red, I'm gonna flip it back up, I'm gonna get this dude out, So, put Tinker in the deck, getting a COS ain't even gonna be a problem. So now, final card, final support character, we got 1/7 drop, Keith Lee. He is 9/11 2 health. He has toss for keyword. When Keith Lee appears, choose another character on your side to gain flight this turn. And he has a superpower for he is limitless, main phase green, ready Keith Lee. He can use this power any number of times each turn. This is going to be that really, really dangerous with what's that? Choose your destiny. Yeah, buddy, that's going to be real
I don't
dangerous.
can I don't think you can use can you use Choose Your Destiny on supporting characters?
Yeah. You can't.
I don't even know. I don't know.
Let me see. Choose your destiny. When your main character attacks, my bad. My bad.
Okay.
Yeah. Your main character attacks. Okay. Okay, cool.
So he is a good card. My experience, you playing AEW, you never get to
Yeah.
seven.
Yeah, it's a pretty aggressive set. It is very, very aggressive.
If I was to compare him to all other sevens in photo, he's all right.
Great. He's mid, but
He all right.
for this set, he's above average. Because as a seven drop, he most likely is going to be able to stun, especially with just one plot twist. He's going to be able to stun everybody else, except Orange Cassidy, obviously, for as far as we go on comparing to the team that we just reviewed. But team attacking, depend you're going to most likely strike the person that's the most dangerous. If you can't strike him and he readies just one time, that's a problem. And like I said, we have out of combat stuns that we'll talk about in the next podcast because you have abilities that deal with ready and exhausting. So this dude can attack and then exhaust to stun somebody, or you can exhaust to stun them, flip the green, and then attack whoever you want. So like I said, it's he's more versatile than I think I initially thought about it.
There's some stuff you can find stuff you can do with them.
Definitely. So we got three plot twists for the Faces team. First up, we got Elevation, main phase. Choose a character on your side. It has +2/+2 and leap this turn. If it
So
already,
good.
huh?
So good.
Yeah. If it already has leap, instead of getting +2/+2, put +2/+2 counters on it. I like this card. I definitely like this card. So I'm gonna read the other two. Dynamite.
It's just good. Yeah.
Yeah, because like I said, they need flight in photo. Photo has been lacking flight for a minute. So elevation, even if you're just getting leap, is definitely a good deal. So, we got dynamite. Anytime combat, any turn combat. If this is a
Anytime.
melee, what'd you say?
Go ahead.
Yeah, if this is a melee combat, choose a character on your side in the combat. When it strikes an enemy supporting character, this combat stun that enemy character. So this is definitely for your free people, or it's for your small people. So you could play a small person into a big character, big supporting character, and play dynamite. So you know when they strike, they're going to stun that character. And you're not going to wind up trying to have a big character take a wound going into another big character. So dynamite allows characters to punch up, which is solid in my book, because sometimes you get like a bunch of weenies in your hand, and it's like, okay, I got a team attack. Well, dynamite says no, you don't. Then you have pop. Just any turn combat, choose a supporting character on your side in the combat. When it wins this combat, put +3/+1/+1 counters on it, then heal each wound from it. So I like pop, but chances are you're going to be using this in conjunction with another plot twist to ensure that you can win this combat. However, for me, I use it as a way to force a character that I want to stay alive from a team attack to stay alive. So, for example, let's say I'm team attacking with a good character, a really solid character that's one health. He's team attacking with a character that's got more than one health. I put pop on the character that I know I want to keep. And then if they strike the character with pop, well, fine. Then I'll keep the other character. Because whichever one, it's a how can I put it? Just like
Catch 22.
it's a tricky card, right? It's a tricky card. You're not necessarily using it for the character you want. You're trying to force your opponent to KO who you need KO'd so you can keep the other character. That's what I'm trying to say.
You can definitely do some tricks with it, but if
Yeah.
you ever just pull it off the way it's designed, that's also outstanding.
Yeah, +3 in the heal. And then you're already on team with the what is it, the Lucha people. What
Yeah.
is Lucha Brothers, Rey Fénix and Zero getting three counters. Like I said, when they already attack it for triple, it's like you didn't want that to happen at all. And keep in mind, Rey Fénix has leap. So he's going to be getting two counters in addition to three if you get pop off. He get two counters from elevation. So, thoughts on the plot twist?
They're all pretty good, man.
Yeah,
Pretty
they're solid.
straightforward, pretty good stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, combat oriented, staying aggressive, So, overall thoughts on this team?
Overall thoughts on this team is they're coming for you, and it's gonna be hard to hide from them.
Definitely.
I think things need to be tested to see what can outlast, all the aggression. But I mean, this stuff is really aggressive.
It is.
And then the challenge matches make it even worse. They're strong.
Yeah. They
They
strong
are
without the challenge match.
strong.
So with the challenge match is you start running into an uphill battle. Yeah.
I do like that even though they have Earth and there's a basic Earth, a lot of the main characters actually use Earth. So you're not just gonna be sitting there healing all day, but we definitely need to take a look at it, see what's what.
Agreed. Yeah. But these are some solid MCs. I personally like the heel team a little bit better, but I mean, you really can't just, the MCs are solid. They are strong MCs, like I said, Sting is going to be really, really hard to build a mono heel deck because Sting is just that good. So, the plot twist is solid. I like the plot twist for heel just a little bit better. Just a little bit better. But fantastic team. Really balanced out, very thematic set. I don't know nothing about wrestling in AEW, but this makes sense. And that's what I was concerned with, because I was like, man, if I don't know nothing about wrestling, can I even play this set? Yeah, you can. You definitely can.
You don't need to know a thing.
Nope. Just roll with what the card says, and you'll start understanding what the theme is, for either the character or that team. So, any last thoughts?
Oh, looking forward to the heel team.
Okay. All right. So it's your boy Cell, along with my co-host.
Burn, baby.
All right. So we'll see everybody on the Discord and Facebook group. Check us out on Patreon, patreon.com/TeamApexFTW. Talk to you later.